This podcast episode is brought to you by EmilyNow.ca. Let's face it, every business at some point is going to need access to capital. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but at some point, in order to grow or to fix problems, businesses need access to capital. Visit EmilyNow.ca and explore what options your business might have. There's many different plans that can be customized to address your specific need to make sure that you get the help that your business is looking for. If you think your business might need capital now or in the future, visit EmilyNow.ca to see what options you might have. Hey everybody, Dylan Gallagher here, founder of EmilyNow.ca, with another piece of content. If you're a business owner, entrepreneur, someone running a business, and you're looking for some direction or just something to think about to make your business better or to help your business do more. Today, what I want to talk about is a very typical problem that many businesses struggle with and ultimately don't sort it out until it's too late. And I was reminded of this topic today when I was looking at my newsfeed and had seen that one of the big airline companies, Cathay Airlines, I believe, C-A-T-H-A-Y Airlines, needs to sell 124% of their available seats just to make money. That's crazy. How can you sell 124% of something? You can't. It's either all or none, and all would be 100%. And this airline company, they got lots of smart people working for them. I mean, let's be honest. They've got smart finance people, smart operations people, probably a smart president, CEO, and yet they still have to sell 124% of their available seats just to be able to cover their expenses, let alone make a profit, which is crazy. However, I meet many small and medium-sized businesses that struggle with the same thing. They do not have a good handle on their expenses, and so when trouble hits or bad times hit, or they want to take advantage of an opportunity to grow, they don't really realize how much money they're spending. It's pretty typical that an entrepreneur, or business owner, or someone running a business doesn't really pay attention until someone puts their hand in the air and goes, you know what, we don't have any money. Or more times than not, it's a hallway conversation that someone offhandedly remarks, here's the answer to the question you're asking me, Mr. Owner, Entrepreneur, Mrs., you're running the business. And all of a sudden that person goes, well, wait a minute, I didn't realize we were in that spot. Really? It's that bad? And then pew, fireworks explode. And then comes, you know, the tough stuff. So it's prudent always for a business to know its expenses. And I talk about this all the time. But I feel like it's just a message worth repeating. You have got to know what it costs to run your business and what it costs to acquire a client or a sale. Fixed costs, variable costs, really important stuff. Because when time comes to fix a problem or take advantage of an opportunity, you have to know the math really, really quickly. You have to be able to say, if I got another 50 customers, this is how much money I think I'm going to make. If we lost 50 customers, this is the impact to our business. And as an owner, as an entrepreneur, as someone responsible for a business, you really got to know that stuff. If an airline company can let it get out of control, chances are that you can too. So here's a couple things that you might want to consider if you're watching this and you're going, wait a minute, is that me? Am I in that spot? Sit down and see, before you talk to your finance people, see if you can figure out what it costs you to generate a customer. For every sale that you do of a product or a service, what's your acquisition cost? What's your variable cost? So, with a product, your costs would be the inputs, the material and the labor that goes into being able to deliver that order. And then you've got your fixed costs, which are things like your rent and the people on your payroll, your staplers and printer toner and that sort of thing. So with a piece of paper, see if you can figure it out. For the products or services that you offer, see what you think your margin is. And then buy your finance team some pizza, some sandwiches, cups of coffee, whatever, sit in the boardroom, and then ask them to do the same thing for you without them being able to look at the records. Match your answer to theirs and then break into the accounting system and see what you think. See who's right, see who's wrong, see how much variance there is, because I'm guessing that an owner or an entrepreneur is not going to have the same answer that their finance team is going to have. Their finance team may not even have an answer because all they're doing is looking at their financial records to get the answer, but they don't have a working knowledge of what those numbers should be. And I'm guessing that the owner doesn't match the finance team and the owner don't match the books. And so there's a place to start. Get everybody on the same page so that when you're talking about your business with respect to finance, whether you're finding yourself in a problem or you're finding yourself in an opportunity to grow, maybe you can acquire a competitor, maybe you're looking at pushing a new product or a new service, see if that trifecta, you like that trifecta, of the ownership group, the finance team, and the actual accounting records, if they're all matching each other, if they all relate to each other. Because in many small and medium-sized businesses, they just don't. Many small and medium-sized businesses have a hard time keeping their books up to date, let alone having strategic and higher-level conversations of what they need to be doing with their books to be better. So doesn't matter if you're a huge company, like an airline that has to sell 124% of their available seats just to break even, or if you're a one-man band offering lawn care services, anything between those two points, you can fall victim to having your expenses outpace your income and ultimately result in a business being in a tough spot. If you want help with that, emelynow.ca, MLENOW.ca. We've got a couple different plans that if you're looking for some ideas, some creativity, maybe you're looking to talk out loud with someone, or maybe you just want someone monitoring your business every month, every quarter, sitting down with your team and ultimately getting you on track. And then as needed, getting you the finance and the capital and the money that you need, go sign up. We have a free green membership plan, which is going to give you access to lots of interesting and cool tools. But we also have a silver gold plan that will give you some additional features and benefits that we hope that you find very valuable. So that's it. That's today's lesson. The trifecta of the ownership group, the finance team, and your actual accounting records. They should all match each other. They should all be consistent ultimately so that your business is delivering on profitability and building value and equity. So we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And visit MLENOW.ca today.